Lewis is over there. Both teams still working hard. Hellison a shot. Glove save. Kuemper throws off to the side. There's another shot attempt by Lundestrom off balance. Harkins goes in, avoids contact with Burrows, and this game is in the history books as Nestorenko gets into a little shoving match. And we have completed this hockey game. Not a good final, 6-1 Kings.
Yeah, well, Hellenius and Nestorenko tangled up in the far side corner as the horn sounded. Not a good showing here tonight for the Anaheim Ducks. Some questionable calls from the officials, which I'm sure we're going to be continuing to hear about for maybe even days to come. I look forward to seeing what transpires in regards to a few of the calls being made here tonight, but we will leave it in the league's hands, of course.
All right. Well, I'm going to head downstairs, catch the Ducks bus. You guys are going to take the post-game show, and we will see you on Sunday. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. Final. 6-1 Kings over the Ducks. Emerson, Alexis next here with our post-game coverage. Thanks for listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
The best cars for the money are Hondas. Save now with zero APR at your helpful Honda dealers. The 25 Accord, Civic, Passport, and Odyssey have been named the best cars for the money by U.S. News & World Report. Save thousands with 0%, like the 24 Prologue with zero APR. To drive the best, search your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Financing and credit approval offer ends 4/30/25. View U.S. News Best Cars at cars.usnews.com.
Hey everyone, Adnan Burke here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
The future is now. Be at Honda Center to cheer your Ducks every home game next season as a 2025-26 Orange Alliance season ticket member. Get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits. Prove your fandom by joining the flock. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/Orange Alliance.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream.
You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome in to your postgame coverage. A Ducks loss in Los Angeles. Tonight, the final score here, 6 for the Kings, only 1 for your Anaheim Ducks. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Needham. Emmer, this was a game that really kind of got out of hand for the Ducks. Some calls that were not made, some calls that didn't go in the Ducks' way. We don't usually talk about that much on the postgame show, but this is just kind of the story of the night for the Ducks, and unfortunately they just weren't able to find the net after that first one.
Well, one of my hot keys of the game was a strong start, and that's what they had. They were getting shots on net early on in the game. They were out shooting the Kings for quite some time, but then when they hit that 18-shot on goal mark, nothing really transpired a whole lot more from there, and of course only 25 shots on goal, but the volume that they had early on, you thought it was going to be more of a shot on goal output from the good guys. It just wasn't the case. And look, it was a game in which maybe discipline, right? But look, there was calls I think that actually went against the Anaheim Ducks that looked pretty reasonable, right?
Yeah.
But it was the non-calls that would have teetered it in a direction of it being even when it comes to whistles being called for penalties. So, yeah, it is one of those games where their power play was clicking, right? There's no doubt about it. The passing, the structure, the pop-out plays, and the overall making plays at an incredible rate, as they do on 5-on-5. Well, that translated to the power play, and they were spot on.
Let's get into the highlights and that first goal coming on the power play for Los Angeles. It was Quentin Byfield getting the first one, a minute 24 into this game.
Puck centered out in front. Here's Kempe. Dangerous when he has the puck. High slot pass now. Attempt for Kempe. Goes to the side board. They work it behind the goal line. Center it, and they get the game's first goal on a power play tally from right in front of Gostan. Quite honestly, there wasn't a whole lot he could do. His one-on-one against the King shooter Byfield, and it's a 1-0 lead for L.A.
Quick start for L.A., but the Ducks did respond well after that through the rest of the period.
Well, I tell you what, Andre Kuzmenko, how much of a difference has he made since joining this Kings team? It just, you go back, he starts with, of course, Vancouver, gets traded to the Calgary Flames. Calgary Flames, not a ton of time spent there. He gets moved on to Philadelphia. Well, we all know how quick that happened. He was kind of in and out in a hurry. He lands here in L.A., and it kind of reminds me of those decent Kovalchuk years, right, where, hey, Kovalchuk signs here. Look, he's got some big numbers here in his stint, but I'm just thinking Russian player to Russian player joining the Kings respectively. And he's popping off as Kovalchuk did when he arrived here in Los Angeles. And just going to these player stats here from Kuzmenko, take a inside look here. Look, he is playing very solid hockey. And look, he's got 11 points in 17 games since coming here to L.A. But at the same time, he has been phenomenal. And he just continues to get better and better.
Kings 1-0 after that goal. Lukasz Dostal came up big late in the period, and it was on Andrei Kopitar. Great shot at the net, but a nice glove save from Dostal.
Great play by Olin Zellweger. Really respected the least amount possible on that entry from Byfield. That's exactly how you got to play each and every player for the Kings. Oh, here comes Andrei Kopitar.
Oh, my! What a stop by Lukasz Dostal on one of the game's great players, Kopitar.
What a rush from Andrei Kopitar. He splits the Ducks D, and he unleashes a low shot on the far side. Lukasz Dostal says, look what I found.
And that kept it a one-goal game after the first period. The Ducks out-shooting the Kings after that first period, 8-4. And they got going early, just similar to the Kings, but the Ducks got their start in the second period. It was Cutter Gauthier, his 20th goal on the season, a minute 46 into the second frame.
Here comes Anaheim. Stutz, score! And guess who got it? Number 61, Cutter Gauthier, scores again to get Anaheim on the board for the initial time. It's a 1-1 hockey game.
Cutter Gauthier, his 20th of the season. What an accomplishment. What a bomb. And guess who set it up? Leo Carlson yet again. That chemistry, it's just the start of it. It's brewing. It's fun to watch. And best part, it's all tied up.
I mean, we talked so much about Cutter Gauthier in the pregame. He comes into this game. He's still feeling it from last night.
Yeah, and how about how far back he shot that puck?
Yeah.
It just wastes no time. I mean, you know, AD, you see night in, night out the best scores in the game, right? And it just seems like his release, whether it's one time on that shot that was so quick, so deep, and still beating netminder Darcy Kuemper almost easily. Like, it was a laser beam of a shot, and it gets behind him. But, yes, great pass. It mirrors what we've seen over the course of the past two contests between Cutter Gauthier and Leo Carlson. Great pass. It was a quick pass. And how about Leo just finding ways to put it right in the wheelhouse, right? It's just perfectly placed. It's an area where I watch this Ducks power play, and sometimes I feel like some of the passes are just a tad too hard and coming off both flanks, right? That high to mid-level pass on both sides, you know, sometimes they find it, sometimes they don't. But if every pass is like Leo Carlson and how he just methodically puts it in any which player's wheelhouse before they rifle it off, it's so pristine, so spectacular, and it's fun to watch.
Speaking of the Ducks' power play, they had 7 shots on goal on the power play. 3 of those were on their first opportunity early in the game. At points, though, they did look a little stagnant, but, you know, it was good to see them at least getting to the net. And I know Trevor Zegras in particular had those chances at the net trying to go at the tough angle.
Yeah, and they were really trying to take advantage of those low plays. Mm-hmm. They must have watched a ton of video emphasizing that low opportunity, right? There was a lot of flank player, both far side and near side, that, and as you mentioned it, going down to Trevor. And look, he created some quality opportunities. I figured one more shot at him attacking that low ice there, and he probably would have tried to take it all the way to the far side because he was continuously attempting that short side high shot. Darcy Kuemper reading that well. And I got a hunch if he got another quality low play opportunity that he was going to take it far side.
Well, it was still a 1-1 game after that Cutter goal. And then Andre Kopitar would get the next goal, 2-1. Kevin Fiala on the power play, the next one after that. And then one more still in that second period. It was Alex Laferriere. And this is where the Ducks ended up challenging it. But let's take a listen to how this goal happened.
In front of their own bench. Byfield with it now. Almost double team. Strome was over there as well with Vetrano. Puck loose in front. They score! The youngster, Jake, gets the goal. Alex Laferriere. And the Kings increase their lead here in the second period late to 4-1.
Well, Emmer's got some fans here, so he's taking a second. But what we just heard there, that's where the goal, I mean, this is kind of where it seemed like the game changed. 4-1 after that Laferriere goal. The Ducks did challenge for a high stick. It was a coach's challenge, but it was not given to the team. It was a good goal that was confirmed on the ice, something that we talked quite a bit about during that intermission. Not so sure how he liked that call. And after that, I mean, it was all LA in the third period. 2 more from them. This game ends. It's 6-1. It was another power play goal. Kevin Fiala getting his 2nd in this game, and Jordan Spence getting the final goal in this one. But Emerson, I mean, when you look at the way that this game ended and that goal in particular from Laferriere, just how much of an impact did that have at that point?
I just look, it was a tremendous individual effort, but it just can't happen. There was too much traffic, too many bodies for the Ducks. And, you know, Pavel Mintikov was in there. Just a couple key guys that usually are relentless, especially I feel like maybe even since he was last out of the lineup, Pavel Mintikov has really had that jump and provided both some positive play on the offensive side of the puck and defensive side of the puck. But he was one of those skaters that, look, had the opportunity to go stick on puck, get that puck into the corner. I just don't know how a guy diving can slide a puck, whack a puck on the ice five hole. Too many guys needed to have been a stick on it, boxing out a little bit more assertiveness and aggressiveness, because LaFerriere, he was all alone, still made that magic happen as he dove to the ice and batted that one in.
All right, we're going to send it to a commercial break, and when we return, we'll keep talking about this game here tonight and also take a look at where the playoff picture stands.
Get cool style, passenger, and cargo space, plus big savings with the fully electric Honda Prologue on sale now at your helpful Honda dealer. Save thousands with 0% APR financing. Plus, get home charging installation credits. And Prologue is backed by Honda with dealerships in your neighborhood for service. The 2024 Honda Prologue with 0% APR financing. Don't miss it. Search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. For well-qualified buyers, offer ends 4/30/25.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge is back.
Oh, yeah, baby!
And now it's time to take your shot. Face off against family and friends and see if you can predict this year's playoffs. Can you pick the perfect bracket and claim the ultimate prize? A trip to a 2025-26 NHL event. Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at NHL.com/bracket.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring water, nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The future is now. Be at Honda Center to cheer on your Ducks for every home game next season as a 2025-26 Orange Alliance season ticket member. As a member, you'll receive lower ticket prices, 25% off concessions, including beer and hard seltzers, 15% off Ducks merchandise, hassle-free parking, special member gifts, invitations to exclusive events throughout the year, and much, much more. Check out the full list of benefits by visiting AnaheimDucks.com/Orange Alliance.
Welcome back into the post-game show. Tough loss for the Anaheim Ducks on the road tonight. We are inside Crypto.com Arena. Emmer, it's nice to be here with you on the road, but unfortunate the way this game went down. And it's a very quiet arena now. It was very loud here tonight, something that you learn when you come into this building.
Yeah, everything's normal up here in the booth, but it reeks of weirdness out there, these empty Crypto.com Arena seats, and weird vibes going on here at Crypto.com Arena. But you always know that, look, we're here to perform up here in the booth no matter why or how there's that weird feeling in the atmosphere in any which barn. We're ready to go. And how about
Let's get over to the text line. We just got a message here, read from Buena Park, before we get to the playoff picture, talking a little bit about that. Red said, really tough game for the Ducks tonight. Not much sustained pressure or second chances. The Kings were the more dangerous team. Special teams were ineffective. No power play goals for the Ducks and constant scrambling. Individualistic play. The Kings played better together as a team, moved the puck well, and looked more controlled on their power plays. Penalty kill, very passive early on. No Ducks power play goals, also causing a lot of pressure to score at 5-on-5. Really want to see Troy Terry shoot the puck in the middle of the ice. He's passing up opportunities. And, oh, a rough fact, third straight game with 6 penalties. Ooh, that is a good one to bring up, because the penalties certainly played a factor in this game here tonight. And the last two nights, they didn't, because the penalty kill held strong in both of those games. But 2 power play goals, actually, it ended up being 3 power play goals, because Kevin Fiala had another one in that third period. So 3 power play goals given up on 6 chances for the Kings tonight. To the point of Troy Terry, I actually am glad this was brought up too, because I felt like there were some moments in this game where he was just trying to do too much on his entries, trying to stick handle through too many people. Not necessarily the support maybe he needed, but maybe even wasn't even looking for that pass. But just something I noticed, Emmer.
No, yeah, and look, that was a great message from Red. All facts there. There's nothing, no pushback from me, but maybe why don't we get into a few stats, if you were wondering, during this tough loss, some stat lines by some guys, and just starting with maybe the cream of the top as far as Ducks skaters who, under unfortunate circumstances, still played very well. Leo Carlson, how about this? 4 shots on goal. He had 1 block shot and 8-7 in the faceoff circle. Good for 53% win percentage. He had that beautiful assist on the Anaheim Ducks' lone goal, that Cutter Gauthier blast, his 20th of the season. I also thought the whole fourth line played really well. And so why don't we mention some of their contributions? Nikita Nesterenko, well, he had 3 hits. He had 1 shot on goal, and just competing, shift in and shift out. He played very well. How about Isaac Lundstrom with quite the stat line? He had 1 shot on goal. He had 2 hits, 1 takeaway, and he was a big part of that line, especially early on, and they sustained their pressure in the offensive zone. Not too many sustained defensive zone shifts for that line. Not that, they got a ton of ice time. Isaac Lundstrom, decent amount, 13-41 of total on ice. And then last but not least, Jansen Harkins. What a stat line this is. 1 shot on goal, but he had 4 hits, and he was 2-0 in the faceoff circle. Last but not least, guy that we constantly mention, well, this game isn't going in the right direction for the Ducks, but Olin Zellweger, he moved his feet till the very end. In 1 takeaway, 2 shots on goal. He had a nice wide speed there for a quality short side high attempt off the far side. So, look, a few of these Ducks skaters, look, they were really giving it their all. And we'll see if these next couple games we'll see a little bit more offense, right? You got to score goals against teams that you know that have all the ability in the world to put goals against you, right? So, Colorado, high-scoring team. Mm-hmm. You got many, of course, who just put up 8 against San Jose, and you got Winnipeg Jets, who had yet another big win here. So, look, this is it's not going to be easy here, this remaining games.
25 shots on goal for Anaheim in this game, 29 for the Kings. The Ducks were leading in that category through about half of this game. So tough that they weren't able to come away with that one. Also a tough night for Lukáš Dostál in the net, giving up 6 goals. Not really something we see from him very often. It's been a little bit of a tough go recently, it feels like, between the games on the road in Vancouver and Calgary, and now this one here tonight. So I can imagine he's got some frustrations at this point too, also knowing it's a contract year for him as well.
Yeah, he wants to finish strong, and that's just because he was he is a competitor, right? Mm-hmm. He's a guy who, look, he's a student of the game. Anytime we're on the road, he's the first one in the hotel gym, and The last one out. He's early on the ice, taking bad angle shots and working with the goaltending department, Peter Budaj and Sudsy, and just the great goaltending department that we have with the Anaheim Ducks. Well, he's constantly working on his game, and it shows. Look, there's games where the skaters in front of him are firing on all cylinders, and he's doing what he does best, and that's those continuous big-time saves. And we, of course, wish Gibby all the best as far as his recovery and just trying to get back into action. We wish him well.
Last thing before we send it to break and then come back and talk about the playoff picture. You mentioned Nikita Nesterenko, gave him some props there too. It felt like early in the game in particular, he was using his speed all over the ice tonight. You could tell he had that little extra jump in his game. Maybe we haven't seen that in more recent games out of him.
Yeah, it was one of those things where he was jumping out at you, right? In a game full of turmoil and a lot of times chasing the game, right? It stuck out more as far as guys who made an impact, right? When there's so much disarray elsewhere, the calls, whether you agree with them or not, that were made, it took a lot of emotions, a lot of positivity out of this Ducks team, and really a lot of hope, right? You could just see that energy continue to dwindle there. But as you mentioned, just one guy, Nikita Nesterenko, that he wanted that puck, and he wanted to do something with it. And even on that last rush, he went inside, back outside. He just missed the net wide, but a great effort nonetheless.
All right, we will be right back after this commercial break with our final segment on the postgame show.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
Sun comes up.
Hey, it's Garrett. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Come on. Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club power on Power 105.1.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Snoop Dogg.
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. Can you keep saying you got something for me? Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
And we're back with our post-game coverage. We talked about it earlier this week, the schedule that the Ducks have to close out their season. A lot of playoff teams. Well, the three remaining games will all be playoff teams. So let's take a look now at that playoff picture. In the West, it's looking like the Winnipeg Jets and St. Louis Blues are going to be facing off. The Blues and the Wild currently both have the same amount of points in the wild card spot, which is 93, but likely we're going to see the two of them. So other teams in the West facing off, likely the Stars and Avalanche. We talked about what that could look like. The Golden Knights and the Wild, the Kings and the Oilers. Emmer, some of your thoughts on what the West could look like?
This is a very bold prediction, but okay. I would take the St. Louis Blues over the Winnipeg Jets. Ooh. If they were to play in round one. That's that's what
today.
I would, if it was
started today.
If it started today, I would take St. Louis. They're coming off just a huge 10-plus game winning streak, an absolute heater. I know Winnipeg's strong, but something about Winnipeg in the first two rounds, I don't know what it is. It's certainly not Hellebuck. It seems like he's always playing phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Maybe he takes a little bit of a dip, but it just seems like the production, it just fizzles, and the other team knows it. Maybe it's a different year. Could be wrong, but I think out of maybe every series that you mentioned, as far as an outside looking in team, I would pick for an underdog, an upset story, St. Louis over Winnipeg. How about LA giving Edmonton a run for their money? I mean, that's another series where goaltending's been very solid for the Los Angeles Kings. I mean, it looked like Darcy Kemper was a playoff goalie here tonight. Edmonton, shaky goalie situation. That could haunt them, especially as they go into deeper rounds, right? It really comes down to net minding. And you just look at some of the other goaltenders, right? You have Hill there in Vegas. Ottinger, he's had some cold playoffs, but it seems as he's solidified and really figured his game out the last few seasons here. And how about this? Toronto and Ottawa.
We're
going to move on to the East here, but I'll let you have at it here with announcing the East. But sorry, AD, that caught my eye. I'll let you have it, and I'll review.
Well, I was going to mention that there's only one spot in the East that hasn't been clinched. In the West, there's still three spots, but the Oilers, Wild, and Blues in those positions. And in the East, it's likely the Canadiens, as they're ahead by 6 points over Columbus. But some of those first-round matchups in the East, the Maple Leafs and the Senators, Lightning and the Panthers, always good when the Florida teams are facing off, the Capitals and the Canadiens, and then the Hurricanes and the Devils.
Let me ask you this. Speaking on two rivalries, right? You have Toronto versus Ottawa as it stands now, if they were to play tomorrow. In the first round, that's the matchup it would be. And then, as you mentioned, the two Florida teams, the very tax lenient series, we'll call it, right there in Florida. What would excite you more between those two series?
It's always the Florida series for me. I think that matchup, I mean, how fun is it that we have two hockey teams in Florida that are going to be in the playoffs and potentially facing off against each other? Kind of like if you have two California teams, it's a little similar in that sense of that state rivalry.
I agree with you. And look, that Tampa barn come playoffs, that place gets loud. It's a huge arena, a lot of seats, a lot of fans. They get loud in there, in Florida too. Florida, look, it could be hit or miss in their competitive years here recently. It's a lot more packed as it was even 5-6 years ago when they were still a good team, but they just weren't really drawn well. They totally turned around, of course, being the reigning Stanley Cup champions. But, yeah, my eyes, at least on the eastern side, are Toronto, Ottawa, and then, of course, the two Florida teams. So, I mean, it's going to be action-packed playoffs. I can't wait.
Only about a week left on this NHL season before the season wraps up and we get to the postseason. It's coming quickly, and the Ducks only have 3 games left. Only one more home game left. It's Fan Appreciation Night on Sunday. And no, it's not a 5 o'clock game. It's going to be a 7 o'clock game against the Colorado Avalanche. You can find us here with your pregame coverage at 6:30 on Sunday. Emerson, your final quack here from L.A.
My final quack. Look, I'm cheesed. I'm teed. And you know what? It's all about taking it to Cale Makar. Look, this guy, a 30-goal scorer, it's unbelievable. It's almost not fair. My final quack, the Ducks, they must get in his face. Stick on puck, shoulder on shoulder, put him through the glass.
I love that. And for head coach Greg Cronin, it's going to bring back a lot of feelings. Some guys that, you know, he coached when he was a part of the Colorado Eagles, the American Hockey League team for the Avalanche. So I think that there's going to be some good messaging into that game on Sunday. It's your final home game. Got to come out. Got to play a good first period. I think the guys are going to be juiced for that one.
No friends out there, head coach Greg Cronin. No friends out there.
No friends. Well, if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this one, you can after the commercial break. Stephen Emmer had the call here at Crypto.com Arena. Otherwise, join us on Sunday at 6:30 with your pregame coverage ahead of that game against the Avalanche. And for Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us here on the Duckstream postgame show. The final score here at Crypto, 6 for the LA Kings, 1 for your Anaheim Ducks. Thank you for tuning in, as always, and have a great night.